Ultraflight Magazine disappears, but is about to be reincarnated. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. We're here to talk about what used to be called Ultraflight Magazine and Ultraflight Radio, and to some extent still is, but Roy Beiswinger, who has had this operation going for more than 10 years, has decided a shift and a reorganization and a restructuring is needed in the way his product is brought out, and it has a lot to do with the regulatory environment affecting what used to be called ultralights and what in some cases are now called SLSAs and ELSAs. And Roy, thanks for stopping in to untangle this for us.
Oh, you bet. Untangling is one of my specialties.
Okay. Well, of course, you fly ultralights.
That's right.
Let's talk for a minute about the history of Ultraflight Magazine and Ultraflight Radio, because you have hung in there and done a service to this community for a long period of time, and the nature of the community has changed as of late.
It has changed a lot, and it's in some ways it has changed for the better. Certainly, safety is up in a lot of aspects. There's the equipment quality is night and day from when I got started. In fact, it's always fun to look at some of the equipment that was around 15 years ago, and I'll be around a new entry into the sport, and he'll look, boy, I'd never get into that. And I said, well, you're lucky if some of us got into those things, because that's, you know, that's what kind of built into what we see today. But the Ultraflight Magazine has actually been owned by several people, and it's always had that focus on that ultralight side of things. Now, that ultralight kind of blended into two-seat aircraft, and of course the two-seat aircraft were either exempted trainers, and they were still called ultralights, which made it, you know, that made the kept the tent kind of full, I guess, if you will. Mm-hmm. And some of them were considered or registered as experimental, but they were still kind of considered the ultralight community. And you'd go down to Paradise City, for example, there in Sun and Fun, and you'd see a big, thriving community. But as the regulations have changed, as you pointed out, now the community's been split. All the single-place guys are still ultralight guys, but anybody flying a two-place aircraft is now considered a light sport pilot. And the name change for both the radio and the magazine, we tried to coordinate those, was done in order to kind of recognize the reality that we'd already been pursuing here for several years.
All right, well, let's back up just a little bit and talk about Ultraflight, because I just always kind of had it in my mind that you were the Ultraflight guy, but is the company actually owned by another entity?
Yes, yes, and it always has been. It's always been, I partnered up because I was a writer for the magazine, but back a little over 10 years ago, Jim Byers, who was the publisher at the time, went ahead and made the first contract with a, you know, at the time, it was just brand new stuff. Nobody had ever thought of it before. It had been thought of, but it wasn't looked at as a standalone product. But he worked with somebody to create a radio show. And he said, you know, now I need a host. And I stood up. I didn't know what I was vouching for, but I said, well, that sounds like a hoot. So,
yeah.
So originally my involvement both with the magazine and the radio was as a volunteer. Now with the radio, that transitioned over to me several years ago when Jim Byers, his wife was involved in just a terrible accident, and went, you know, one of those life-changing type things.
Mm-hmm.
And it was either the radio show was to, you know, completely go away, and I kind of picked it up as an orphan. And the magazine's always been a separate entity.
Right. Let's talk about the changeover specifically from the Ultraflight name to Power Sport Aviation.
Yeah.
And because I'm involved with the Popular Rotorcraft Association tangentially, I'm fascinated with what is developing between the USUA, the USPPA, and the PRA.
Right. All of the organizations right now are up against, frankly, declining numbers. And this isn't just with those three organizations. You could really point to the big organizations. You could point just all across the spectrum. That's becoming an issue. But one of the really great opportunities I see with all of this is that three, in my world, just major organizations representing entire fleets of aircraft, as you mentioned, the United States Ultralight Association, the United States Powered Paragliding Association, and now the Popular Rotorcraft Association, are in essence joining forces. And as all their members are getting the same, or will be getting the same magazine, because that's a recent deal that's been done with the PRA. And I look at it as the guy, it's kind of like the radio show. You open up the hall and you invite people in and people have a great time. And with the magazine, what we're doing is we're giving each one of the organizations a voice. And the side benefit is that everybody that gets the magazine gets to get a little bit of taste of what the other guys are doing. And in a very significant way, it already has proven to be a great mechanism to bring a lot of the tribes together. And now, a major tribe, but just a real important tribe is the Popular Rotorcraft Association, who they've been, I just can't believe sometimes how poorly gyros are treated by by the FAA and the rest of the community, some of the stuff we talked about yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Well, how is the magazine going to be structured? Because I think this is going to be one of the most interesting experiments I've seen tried in a long time. I know there have been times in the past where magazines have been folded into other magazines, particularly in the automotive magazine segment. Mm-hmm. And essentially they kind of coexisted in between a set of covers for a while, but eventually one just kind of disappeared. This is going to be a little different.
This is going to be a lot different. For one thing, when you have magazines combining, you're basically combining two businesses, and you're combining brands, and that's all you're combining. So if somebody gets one magazine, and all of a sudden now they've got another, they see a familiar cover, but eventually, I believe, always that long-term plan is get people used to the new magazine, and then they'll hopefully forget the other branding. Well, this is not branding, okay? These are real organizations who have real interests. A lot of them are very similar interests. I mean, the engine stuff is very, very similar. The airport access are very, very similar issues. But being complete categories into themselves, and complete communities into themselves, they have their own identity. And the identity is a lot larger than whatever magazine happens to be delivering the message.
Roy, when we come back from the break, let's talk about the specifics of what the new format will look like. Roy Beiswenger is my guest. Back in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits? That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is general aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack, and my guest today is Roy Beiswenger, longtime editor of Ultraflight Magazine and host of the Ultraflight Radio podcasts every week. We're talking about a metamorphosis of both of those to an expanded universe, which will now cover the affairs of three separate niche organizations. Roy, let's get this out of the theoretical. When the new magazine arrives in mailboxes, exactly how will the sections be divided? With tabs for the three content sections?
The, the magazine is already kind of a tabbed document as it is. We have, it just as an attractive kind of thing, okay, we have different color tabs kind of pertaining to some of the different segments. What we're going to try with the PRA, because this is an example of an organization that really does have a lot of its own content, you know, just ready to go. And what we're going to do is we're going to have the cover within the cover. I mean, the ideal situation here with the PRA is their magazine was called Rotorcraft. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when you get to, and their cover always said simply on it, Rotorcraft. So when you get to that page, it makes perfect sense to have just a beautiful picture of a gyro and have that title, you know, Rotorcraft on there. It becomes kind of a transitional element, if you will. I mean, there's a rich history behind that title, behind that whole magazine, and we are going to try to preserve that within there. So, what's going to be interesting is as the PRA, you know, gets that bit of what do we call it? You know, bit of magazine real estate.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fun to watch some of the other segments go, and they will. They'll say, "Yo, what's up with this? These guys get the, you know, they got themselves a cover inside. They got this. They got that." And I'm, you know, I'm kind of excited about that. I wouldn't mind having a couple, three different covers and having the individual communities almost competing with each other to get good content in there, because that really is what it's all about for everybody.
Well, Roy, I don't want to put you on the spot here. Well, first of all, tell us when the change will take place, if you know.
It is. It's done.
Oh,
I mean, it's happening.
When will the first one come out?
It's going to go to the printer next week. That's how fast it was happening. I mean, this has been a fast train, and some of it, again, is just simple economics. Working with a larger magazine, the PRA, you know, they just bumped numbers and they said, well, how much does it cost to do this versus what we're doing? And even though they had the whole thing laid out and all that cost already invested in there, they found out they were still able to save just on the printing and mailing cost.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going on right now. In fact, when we get off, that's what I'm going to be going back to is cranking out that first issue. And it is, it's going to be neat. I think there's going to be a lot of happy gyro pilots. And just importantly to me, there's going to be a lot of happy other pilots who are going to now see an expanded magazine. They're going to see a lot more content. And they're going to see content that they never have been exposed to before.
Well, it's exciting. I'll be watching my mailbox. I guess I have to ask you a tough question before we leave this. Anybody who's been around magazine publishing knows that the costs of doing it correctly have been going up. In some cases, the returns have been coming down.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fight to get a magazine on a newsstand is analogous to trying to get a specialty niche radio show on broadcast radio.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see the day coming when you're going to have to give up killing trees and just focus on something that's completely electronic?
Trees fear me. They I don't see it in the short term. I believe that magazines, just as anything else, it's really about the content that's in them.
Mm-hmm.
If you talk about the larger landscape and you look at a Life magazine, which is already gone, or Time, which is on the ropes, or Newsweek, which is on the ropes, what you're looking at there is content that people can get anywhere. In fact, by the time they see it in one of the news magazines, it's already done. It's already been done for a mm-hmm. long time. When you start looking at the little niche areas, I live in a rural area. There's a gal here who has two startup magazines, and they're about antique tractors. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, talk about a niche.
Right.
I mean, not only is it a niche of tractors, now it's a niche of antique tractors. And she's thriving doing that. But it's because the content is so good and they can't get it elsewhere. And that's the goal. That's the success, I think, that you're going to see with the magazines who stay in there, is they're either going to retool themselves for the internet, like you're talking about, or they're just going to do their job better. I mean, that's my goal.
Well, Roy, we'll watch with great interest. If nothing else, it sounds like you'll be able to keep busy this year.
Oh, I know that. Hey, I got to sneak out one gratuitous plug here, something close to my heart. We're having the Illinois Ultralight Safety Seminar coming up the 27th of February. It's the 30th anniversary. It's the largest one and the oldest running one in the country. And anybody in the Midwest, you know, just love to have folks stop by.
Okay. For people who are going to be starting fresh and not go back to the Ultralight or Ultraflight days, mm-hmm. what are the new URLs?
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. It's PSF, as in Powered Sport Flying, magazine, all spelled out, and PSF Radio, and both of them are .com.
Roy, thanks for taking some time out. I know you got a lot on your plate, but we look forward to seeing the results, and go get them.
Well, it was fun, and thank you so much, man.
My guest has been Roy Beiswanger, and you've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.